With that said, I want to welcome everyone watching on DLive live stream and the DLive recorded version, also on Rumble live stream. And the Foxhole and Pill.net. How about the Truth and Art Radio Network? Wherever you may be, welcome to Truth and Art TV. You know, we have been marching right along. Like I said at the very beginning, people, we've been narrating, showing people what's happening. And with every day, folks, we're completely being vindicated. So, and with that said, I want to make sure that our friends on Rumble are with us, all right? We see that, well, again, folks, wherever you may be. Stevie76 says, welcome back, Bernie. I'm glad to be back. It's always a pleasure to take some time off for a Patriot event, right? And, you know, where people are together reviewing things and checking their notes. And, you know, a lot of us are on the same page. You walk away, you know, with people that you know, even new friends. I've had a chance to meet some of you folks. And all you guys are awesome. And then you get to reinforce your understanding of what's going on, the big picture. So maybe we'll talk about that another time. Hope that everyone enjoyed themselves over the last week or so. You know, there aren't any other Truth and Art TVs out there. And, you know, I'm not saying me, but, you know, the information that's out there. So, with that said, you know, I just want to mention that this week, you know, I'll be live tonight and then Wednesday, and then I'll be live on Friday. I was going to do Thursday as a makeup for yesterday, right? I was supposed to go live yesterday for anybody who didn't get the message. Thanks to the Patriots that were spreading the word last night, right? You know, we tried to do that, and I was the last speaker of the evening at the event that I was at here in Las Vegas, the Patriot Double Down. That was not planned, I don't know, but I turned out to be the last speaker, and then I was involved in a panel that was the last event. So that is the reason I was not able to go live yesterday, in case anyone is not aware. Seven Quinn says, we were here crying last night. All right, Seven, thank you, Seven. Quinn, you know, we'll have the Truth in Art TV, you know, napkins, maybe. All right, how about Hutch Texas says, good to see you, Bernie. And Magic Moments 52 says, Bernie, where is our speech? That speech is available. There are some people that I know are sharing links to it on DLive. And you guys, I'll let you know in a few days. I'm the last one to know where these links are at. But they, you know, I'll make some links available as I get them. And, you know, be on the lookout for your fellow Patriots. Other people are sharing links from Twitch and wherever else, because a lot of people record these speeches. So be aware of that. All right, folks. Keep your prayers, you know, keep praying for Donna. Just want to throw that out, right? Our moderator, Donna, needs our prayers, you know, and, you know, God be with her. I know she's a strong person. I'm sure she's going to come through with some of what she is dealing with. Be aware of that. All right, and there it is. So I'll be back tomorrow and then back on Friday as usual. All right, and the reason I can't, you know, do a show on Thursday is because I had already committed a full day for the completion. I'm, you know, about done, almost done, with the new music album. So be on the lookout for that. All right, folks, that's a lot. You know, I figured I'd take a few extra minutes to talk about other things. If you're watching the recorded live stream, you're probably fast-forwarding right here. Boom, start the recording at the 10-minute mark, because now we're going to get into serious business. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, you guys already know. See, that, you know, it's one thing I learned about going to these events. I learned that we are on the cutting edge. We are waiting for everyone else to catch up. And I'm not saying this out of pride. No, this is the reality. People are seeing it. I could be doing other things. So can you guys. And thankfully, the Lord has allowed me to see many, many years of information and alternative media and see how people behave, how, you know, things that are not confirmed, news sources get carried away. So I have a good feel for, you know, what to disregard. And like I said yesterday at the event, relevant truth. We know what that is. All right, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking. We have been talking on this channel about a straight down the middle. This operation started about a month ago. It's a deep movement. You guys know I'm never, you know, we're going to keep an eye on the global warming hoax, this climate cult, which it is of my strong opinion in my bones. It is acting as the blueprint for the beast system. Think about it. And folks, with that said, let's begin right here. I just want to throw this out. Think about it. White House report claims what? Climate cult causing... All right, for anybody listening, it says climate change, but you know, I'm rewording it through the Truth Hunter TV translation machine. They might as well say climate cult. But they're saying climate change causing mass migration. Activists call for U.S. humanitarian visas. Pah! Well, you know what? That reminds me to... Hold on, folks. Let me get my laughing track. There it is. You know, sometimes got to do what you got to do. But be aware, folks. Now they're saying, all right, we'll finally address the border crisis. It's because of climate change. Bah! Think about it. Logical thinking, folks. The truth is right in front of you. I also have another headline regarding the climate cult. And then we'll move on. Because, you know, we want to stay on the cutting edge. A lot of you guys know some of this stuff. I want to catch up on some of these things that, you know, I want to have it on record on this channel. Right here, a man suit. There's the man suit. Anybody who doesn't understand, Kamala Harris always wears a sort of what appears to be a man suit. I'll just leave it at that. So this man suit, Harris, the length, she is coming out, quote, the length of the height of the recession of water is longer than the height of the Statue of Liberty. And when I read that, I thought she meant, you know, the economic recession. But both, she's talking about the climate cult. And so there it is, people. We said it. This is an operation. And now this fake vice resident, she is coming out, getting involved. A stupid vice resident man suit. But you are making Bernie look good. This is exact, folks. Again, people. So, again, I mean, I just want you to see the structure of this fake regime, which, by the way, today is their 279th day of this power, small p, of this fake regime, right? Working off of this staged, a stage, literally a stage. But anyway, 279 days, folks. And now the fake resident, I mean, again, so remember she refused to address the border. She's like supposed to be the border czar. She never did a thing about the border at all. It's like this Pete Buttigieg doing nothing about the transportation issues. So same thing. So she comes out finally addressing the border crisis. And what is she doing? Boom. Matter of fact, people, hold on. Boom. Laugh out loud again. She is finally addressing the border crisis. But anyway, folks, there she is. She's coming out and she is claiming that Lake, here in Nevada, Lake Mead, I'm sure all of you know it, but to see it, I stood there with those incredible folks who work in that area, and there's a bathtub ring which is so clearly marked. So this is really laughable. She's coming out saying it's not even gradual. It's not like there's a slow fade. It's so clearly marked. The distinction between where the water always was and where it is now. So there it is, people. These demons on the left, they give themselves like instantaneous degrees. So this stupid man suit that can't handle anything is suddenly a climate scientist. Think about it. And she's coming out saying, what is it said, and the significance of that is a contrast just in the color is how quickly this is all changed so drastically. And they describe the length of, she is saying, they describe the length and the height and the recession of the water. It is longer than the height of the Statue of Liberty. It's enough, right? You guys get the point. So there it is. This fake Mansuit Harris. Now she is involved in this. They're going somewhere with this. And it could be, like, you know, let's get serious, right? This is their insurance policy if the virus doesn't work out very well. And we're going to see, is the virus working out for them and the vaccines? We shall find out in a second. But before we do, be aware of this, people. I just want to throw this out. You guys know about it. This murder with this, you know, Hollywood demons, to me, they're all the same. Right? This Alec Baldwin blows away this woman, dead, see you later, goodbye. And no one, folks, the first day I heard this story, this is a murder all the way. This is actually a false flag up. Let me make clear. This shooting in this movie set is an actual planned false flag operation, I'm willing to bet. The only thing, and that's what this Dershowitz is saying, let's go to it, you know, right? We have Alan Dershowitz is coming out. There it is, people. I agree with him 100,000,000%. Dershowitz says death on Alec Baldwin set likely a homicide. Yeah, that someone is guilty of murder here. Like he says here, is likely therefore that the killing of this woman, right? This Halina Hutchins could constitute a homicide that is criminal killing. Of course. The remaining questions are who? That's what I'm saying tonight. I just wanted you guys to see this. The only question we're trying to answer is who is the criminal in all of this? Who might be criminally responsible for killing? And what degree of homicide fits the evidence? Because, and again, I don't care about Hollywood stories, but I think this is interesting. We all care about false flag operations. I think this is a false flag. No way. You hand somebody a gun. Oh, it happened to be loaded. I didn't know. Oh, you're dead already. Come on, folks. And more evidence is coming out, as some of you guys already know. That now they're finding, what? A magazine and a loaded, there was a pouch with a magazine. Like, come on, folks. I'm just throwing it out, because when more comes out, I wanted to be able to say, told you, I mean, there it is. So I want to bring your attention to this. This is not just some little, oops, I didn't know anything. Oh, you happen to be dead. Either somebody setting up Baldwin to get him in trouble, or Baldwin purposely, you know, pull it. My suspicion, well, I'm going to leave it alone, is that maybe they're trying to set up Baldwin so to be the fall guy. I don't know. But something's going on. You decide, all right? We're going to see what happens with it. All right, folks. With that said, yeah, the virus is, this whole virus operation, which is probably why they're heating up the global warming climate change cult thing. It could be because now everything is going in one direction. Now, everything that's happening is irreversible. And what is happening now is consistent. We are watching this permanent shift. Something big is happening. You guys can feel it in the air. I had been saying that every day something is coming out. And, last week, which this is my first show since this headline hit. So this headline is from last week. You guys already know it. But I want to keep this in the right context. We said it every day. Part of this hybrid warfare that we're in, we're seeing the complete destruction of the old system. And now, every day, something's coming out. And that's what this headline was last week. Just a reminder to everyone that the Patriots that are guarding the Republic, and they are orchestrating, they're supervising this two-phase changeover. One part of the changeover has to do with us being activated to get involved because we are reaching the precipice. Boom. And the second phase of this has to do with justice that we cannot implement. When somebody says, oh, no one's going to save you, really? Then who's going to arrest Fauci? They're going to give us handcuffs? So yeah, there are other people with power in our military and on the other side that have the power, the guns, and the handcuffs, and something big is happening. And that part of it has nothing to do with you and me. We are the other part of the storm, the Great Awakening. So don't let anyone gaslight you, like I said yesterday. But you guys, you know, we know what's up. All right? There it is. Kaboom. Last week, right? Thursday, NIH contradicts Fauci. So this is big. They come out and say, you know what? NIH says, you know what? We admit that Fauci lied. Boom. So I believe we're watching the final chapter of the Fauci the fraud, crimes against humanity, this act. We are now seeing why Trump, and really it was Pence, that put him in there. Trump, Pence, whatever you want to say. We're now future-proofing past. Seeing. There's no way to bring a demon like this down unless you put him in the spotlight. And don't forget, remember when he threw out the first pitch? And remember all his magazine covers? He loved the spotlight. Everybody went out of their way to worship this guy. He was in heaven last year while we were in hell, figuratively speaking. You guys, we were suffering lockdowns, frustration, fear all along. He was having magazine covers and he was loving it and he was getting awards. He was getting cartoons. Folks, we all watched. He was mocking us, this demon. But welcome tonight to the beginning of the end of Fauci the fraud. How do you like the plan, Fauci? You should have came to Truth in RTV. We're not playing with you. And folks, I'm just going to go over some stories. You guys probably know some of this. Let's see if we could put it in the right perspective. There it is. Republican and Democrat lawmakers demand answers from Fauci on Beagle experiments. And of course, we covered this weeks ago. And that being because a couple of news outlets, including the Gateway Pundit, covered this story. But now the story is spreading to the rest of the world. And like I said, Republican Democrats are finally found something to be furious with together. What? Fauci's criminality is doing something that no one can do. It's bringing what? Americans from both sides together. How? What? What? Boom. But, of course, we already know about this report. Like I said, with these cruel experiments with beagles and lawmakers, like it says here, both parties now, because of this, are both demanding answers. So I want to keep going forward. This is relatively new because this broke out, this story, just yesterday where Fauci's House of Horrors, it says here, NIH spent $16+ million in taxpayer funds on disturbing, quote, toxic brain injections experiments on monkeys. I'm sure some of you guys already know this. So this is very clever. I want to look at this from the perspective of the storm that is happening. This irreversible, unstoppable destruction, and like a lot of people are saying, right? This devolution, right? This which this individual that was at the event, you know, in Dallas, this Patel Patriot, is describing is actually the name of a military operation, of these military operations that we here discuss again on the members channel earlier this year, where this, again, and we'll get more into this later on, maybe we'll talk more about this on the members channel, this, right, continuation of government operations that we were talking about on the members channel months ago, right, that is admitted by the fake news. This is all available for anyone to read. But all that aside, now, in this plan, are the Patriots, folks, this is shocking. Now that we're discovering more animal cruel experiments, folks, where they, it says here, quote, they drilled holes in the skulls of these monkeys and implanted devices into the brains of these monkeys. So, are they emotionally preparing the American people and the world for what for the level of punishment that Fauci is going to get? Let that sink in. Let's think with our military intelligence thinking cap. Is this what's happening? I think this is what's happening. Before we show you the real deaths that Fauci has murdered millions of people. And remember, the biggest thing he did last year was tell the world not to take hydroxychloroquine. Boom. That's when I said, all right, done. He will be taken out. Automatically. This is capital punishment material. But, so now, okay. I mean, are they getting everyone ready? Wait till everyone finds out the amount of deaths that he caused. And, you know, this is actually disturbing, but I'm going to play some of this, people. Take a look, just so this is for visual. Let it sink in, folks. This is shocking. You know, don't mind the creepy music, but I just want people, these are the actual experiments with these monkeys. Take a look, folks. These devices, look at that. Right on their heads. Look what they, look at that, people. And don't mind the scary music, right? Injecting toxins that destroy parts of their brain. The test crippled the monkey's limbs and caused tremors. And they spent $60 million on this. The experimenters are violating federal cost disclosure laws, and these tests are opposed by most taxpayers. Look, I don't care about the taxpayer thing. I care about the cruelty. There it is, people. Think about that. Some people need to see these scary images, you know, and, you know, want to throw in some scary music. Whoever, I guess, produced this, right? But think about this. And, folks, because of that, I just want to show people this is Great Awakening material, people. Right? This person is saying, reminder this morning, hashtag arrest Fauci was trending number one on Twitter. Right? All over the world, maybe. In the USA, right? And it was immediately, what? Removed and replaced with just Fauci. There it is, people. Number one. Hashtag arrest Fauci. Let that sink in. I mean, again, this is just another I want people to see the front line of the information war. The big tech protecting Dr. Frankenstein. Again, in case anyone didn't get what I just read. Trending number one in the USA. Hashtag arrest Fauci. That's Great Awakening material. And it goes on. Again, we're going to focus on a couple topics tonight. Fauci is one of them. There it is, people. It wasn't just beagles and monkeys. Fauci's NIH also funded medical experiments on AIDS orphans in New York City. Let that sink in. Now the Patriots are showing, again, and all of this is suddenly coming out of nowhere. All of it is coming out. Look at this. Now this. Fauci the frauds. NIH was also caught funding experiments on AIDS orphans at a New York City hospital in 2004. And I'm not even going to play this video, people. This is heartbreaking. This is shocking. You know, it's one thing to see monkeys and beagles suffering. It's another thing, folks. This is shocking what they did to these children. Like it says here in 05, the city of New York hired Vera, V-E-R-A, Institute, to form a final report on the drug trials. Vera was given no access to medical records for any of the children used in trials. The report, published in 2008, they reported that 25 children died during the drug studies. Think about it. That an additional 55 children died following the studies. Children dropping dead all over in foster care. And according to Tim Ross, director of the Child Welfare Program at Vera, 29% of the remaining 417 children who were used in drug studies had died out of the total of 532 children that were admitted to have been used. Think about that. 29% dying. And like it says here, the Wikipedia writers cover up all details as is expected. So now we're talking hardcore crimes against humanity. If you want to check it out on Gateway Pundit. They have this video. And there it is, people. They, like it says here, the ICC investigation website offers several documents and interviews with children and child care workers at the hospital who actually participated in this research. So think about that. And all of this is coming out at lightning speed, all in the last few days. So they're covering all of their bases against Fauci, the fraud that is guilty of crimes against humanity. And here it is, people. Listen in to this, a part of this report. Devin Nunes is coming out. Right, and DNI Ratcliffe, former DNI, they're all coming out addressing this issue with Fauci.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain of function research. I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain of function research. I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain of function research.
Well, there you have it. Anthony Fauci testifying under oath that he did not send taxpayer dollars to Wuhan to conduct gain-of-function research, which makes coronavirus more deadly, before the virus, of course, leaked from that lab and infected the world. Then he doubled down on it under oath again. This week, a blockbuster admission from the NIH, which completely contradicts the testimony, with the NIH providing documents to the House of Representatives showing that the NIH did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Devin Nunes sending this letter to the White House is very concerned about this. Joining me right now, the ranking member of the House Intel Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, and former White House Acting Director of Intelligence, Rick Grenell. Gentlemen, good to see you. And Congressman Nunes, you were on this program back in May telling us that, in fact, they did send this money. Why is it that Anthony Fauci can go under oath and say the otherwise?
Well, Marie, I don't think that he can and he should be prosecuted here. He was notified. Our committee did a year-long investigation. We talked about it on your show back in May. We put out an official report. So he was clearly on notice then. Then after that, he went where? He went to the United States Senate, and not once, but I believe twice, under questioning by Senator Rand Paul, he said it didn't happen. And that's simply not true. And I don't think his emails, when you go back and look at the time, show that he wouldn't know something about this either. So he's long been on notice. He knows this. And now the question is will the Department of Justice do anything about it?
Stop right there. Devin Nunes, translation. It was a sting operation. He might as well have said it. He just told you right there. And we knew that Trump's DNA, right? And by the way, I said Ratcliffe. I meant Grenell, right? Rick Grenell. We and Ratcliffe, I'm sure, knew about this. So, yeah, I mean, we already knew. I mean, Trump's intelligence, the DNI, they had been saying that it's all coming out, people. And I encourage people to, we've gone over the Foreign Affairs Committee report on the origins of the virus. It's all coming out. But let's listen into some more. Let's see what Grinnell is saying. Listen.
Yeah, Rick Grinnell. Actually, Merrick Garland was questioned about it last week under oath as well. Your thoughts on what we are learning now from the NIH?
Look, we heard Dr. Fauci say simply, I don't know how many times I can say it. I think we should take him up on this, and we should count how many times he said it, because this isn't just once or twice or three times. He has been unequivocal in denying this. This is a real problem. He not only doubled down, tripled down, but he promised that unequivocally this wasn't even close. It wasn't a spin. And I think that this total deception is what takes place in Washington, D.C. Look, those of us on the outside of Washington, we look at this clown show and we say, how is this possible? How is DOJ not immediately going after them? You know, we just saw nine Republicans of Devin's colleagues get so outraged at someone not showing up to Congress in the form of Steve Bannon. They should be at the forefront of now protecting Congress's integrity, if that's what they're so concerned about, to say you can't come to Congress and lie to us multiple times, both on the House and the Senate side. We're on the outside looking at this and thinking, are we watching a third world crumble? This is really scary for the United States to not have a DOJ, an attorney general, to jump on this immediately, prosecute the guy.
Yeah, Rick, you make...
Right there, folks. I just wanted us to, you know, capture some of that. Exactly. He's describing darkness to light. He's describing the storm. Everybody's on the same page. I mean, it's always should be clear to you now at this point in the game. But I want to, you know, I'm just going to throw this out. Listen in, folks. This is kind of more of entertainment, but it is a reminder that the arrogance of Fauci, and this is how, folks, this is how you capture a dangerous
end. I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans. Right. You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
For years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the EcoHealth Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied. Certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
Right there. Can we see it? Look at this demon. Look at this, people. Look. Yeah, case closed. You could see that he's a psychopath. I agree with some of your comments. Psychopath. This, my friends, is how you capture a dangerous animal. Think about it. And you notice that over a month ago, Rand Paul said, you realize what I'm about to ask you. You're going to checkmate yourself. So you know that's a crime to lie to Congress. Okay, now I'm going to ask you. Go ahead. They gave him the noose, and he wrapped it around his neck. There it is, people. This is the art of war. It's right in front of you, folks. Boom. It's over. We got these guys. Hang in there, folks. Hold the line. We are going to win this war. Period. And now, take a look. I want to throw this out there. NIH. What? What? Erases website section on gain of function amid Fauci fallout. Where's my crown? If you can believe that. Right there, people. This is today. There it is, people. They're erasing this section on gain of function from the website. That is a panicked enemy if I've ever seen one. Think about it. All right, and a lot of you guys probably know this. I want to throw it out for optical reasons. Now we have this campaign. Senior advisor reveals that New Jersey, folks. Anybody here from New Jersey? We know what's happening, right, in New Jersey, where this Governor Murphy is caught. Remember, Murphy was also one of the governors who inserted sick patients into the nursing homes. Don't forget. Right? Somebody says, hey, I'm dropped. You know, well, I'm trying to catch up with you guys. So, you know, we got to make this more intense tonight. But there it is, people. This Murphy, Governor Murphy, look what this campaign senior advisor, straight up, they are planning, quote, he, Murphy, is going to do it, COVID vaccine mandates, but he couldn't do it before the election. So if you're in New Jersey or know anybody that is in New Jersey, courtesy of Project Veritas, let's do it again. James O'Keefe does
lo va
it
hacer,
again.
No podía hacerlo antes de la elección.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that my rights, my
once you know we have a win, it's like, all right, guns blazing, like, who cares? I mean, let's do the mandates, let's do this, the next one.
Project Veritas has obtained hidden camera recordings inside Governor Phil Murphy's campaign, including from a senior advisor who admits to hiding information from voters until after the election in order to appeal to undecided and moderate voters.
Pero, ¿cómo así los mandates?
La vaccine mandates. Como California, que está el mandato que todo el mundo tiene que tener la vacuna.
Lo va a hacer, pero no puede hacer, no podía hacerlo antes de la elección.
Exacto.
Porque
si
los
lo
independent y los undecided. Uh-huh.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that sh**. My rights, my sh**.
Yeah, those silly rights, huh?
And they don't care that they kill everybody.
Well, that's good to know then. After he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now, it's about him winning.
Thank you. Welcome to the Great Awakening. None of you guys are going to be able to walk down the streets. These people have no consciousness. But now, folks, this was the plan all along, that we were not going to be able to defeat these people unless we brought them into the light. Think about that tonight. It's all happening. Are we ready for the next big topic for tonight? We got to hit this one. Semper Fi, one day at a time. What's happening on the Rumble crowd? Lidar says soccer children. What else? Quirky Otter is going after Murphy. Says Murphy will fall for sex crimes worse than Cuomo. Okay, how do you know? Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe, well, it's probably going to be worse. I agree. All right. And what else? Blitz. All right, let's see. Ohio Red is saying you don't get to take away freedoms without facing consequence. Exactly. What's happening? Estelle VW is here. And Little Birdie said, yes, she said that. All right. Okay, what's happening? Ladybugs X3 is here. Says, you have not begun to see all the drips coming. And somebody says, guy on Murphy's staff raped someone and he hit it. Yeah, he did it and he hit it, right? Well, we'll tell us about that. All right, what's happening on the, you know, the Rumble, the Pill.net, right? The Foxhole crowd. How's everyone doing? All right, Willie Fix It is here, says, sure seems to be a lot of them. And Ringo Doug says, I have to get to bed soon. See, Ringo Doug's got to go to bed. All right. God bless you. Have a good night, Ringo. All right, folks. With that said, I am going to double down on, you know, a lot of the other topic, ladies and gentlemen, that is slowly being ripped apart. You guys know my favorite topic, the Capitol false flag. This is the other big one. I believe there's a bunch of big ones now, right? But the Capitol false flag is falling apart. Let us take a look. Let us begin here. Check it out. Lawmakers are coming out, right? The video was quite clear. It was murder. And remember, people, the deep state went out of their way to try to insert a psychological operation into this murder of Ashley Babbitt. And what else do we know? Let's put some things together, right? We also know that Trump went out of his way many times to just mention Ashley Babbitt to us, to keep Ashley Babbitt in our focus. Trump went out of his way to keep doing that. We know that in return, or before Trump did that, the deep state, they rolled out this police officer, well, this Capitol guy, right? Right, our friend right here. Would they know, they rolled out our officer here, right? And, right? And he comes out, what was it, on CBS? Our Mr. Bird, Mikey Bird. He comes out on CBS and does this fantastic interview, bold-faced lying. So then Trump comes out and says, hey, everybody, Ashley Babbitt. So there's a tremendous chess game going on behind the scenes on this Capitol false flag. And we know that the deep state, they need the Capitol false flag. And as we are seeing throughout the month of October, that it appears that they are using the Capitol false flag as the preface to try to obtain communication documents, you know, between Trump and anyone else. They're trying to obtain Trump's communications. And it goes to reason. I mean, if you think about it logically, are they trying to obtain Trump's communications with everybody under the guise of insurrection, because they know that in those communications are the ultimate moves? Why? Because we are in control, the Patriots, and we have it all. So a dangerous enemy that is dying and being torn apart, they would try to use whatever little they have to try to obtain these communications, because they are in the blind right now. Folks, they were in the blind in 2017 in the Q drops. Can you imagine how blind? So again, they are in the blind. So with all that said, again, think about it. This Representative Troy Nels served 30 years in enforcement, in law enforcement, 21 years in the Army Reserve, and he's coming out to discuss this topic, and he comes out and says it was murder right there. I've been a lawman for 30 years. The point is, I know a little bit about the use of force. I understand a little bit about grand juries. This shooting should have at least gone to a grand jury. No kidding. Instead, they sent him straight to CBS to brag about what he did that day. but the Department of Justice has no intent of going, excuse me, of doing a thorough investigation. The video was quite clear. It was murder. So let us put this one right next to, again, Fauci. Does anyone think that the fake resident is going to go after Fauci, even though the world is saying arrest Fauci? Everyone is shocked. People from the left and the right, everyone sees that Fauci is a murderer. But this fake regime doesn't think so, and they're going to let him get away with it. That's the point. This is, we're laying out all the cases, and everyone sees that this Mike Bird is going to get away with it. That's similar to Fauci. But now, we have been talking about this for weeks, right? We had, right, this investigator, was it Beatty, right? Came out. And from the Revolver, right? And now, and Gateway covered this, to their credit. I covered some of this on the members channel last week. Now it's all unraveling. Let's pick up, folks. Let's pick up where we left off last week on the members channel. Keep an eye on this demon right here. This Ray Epps is, should be everyone's focus. There he is. Acting as a leader in this operation. We need a false flag operation so that we can obtain the records of Trump's communications, because otherwise, if we can't do that, we're all dead, and our system's going to be destroyed, and all the Q drops are going to come to pass. We can't do that. We need warriors. Hey, Mr. Ray Epps, are you in? Thank you. Get out there. The night before the rally, get, do your thing. We're relying on you. Thank you, Mr. Epps. Click. That is what we are talking about, folks. Enemy of the people. And now, again, people, we've been working on this one. I say we, all of us. And little by little, it's all coming out. Right? The mystery man, Attorney General Garland, won't deny was a Fed inciting January 6th rioters, was scrubbed from the FBI most wanted list. This is shocking. We're going to go through a few items here tonight. So let's see, folks. This is, I want people to see this. Is that, and there it is, people. This, he was initially part of the FBI most wanted list. And later in the year, what are they saying? Like by May or something like that? By July? But not to prosecute him. So by July, the FBI steps in to protect their own kind. Right? And now, boom, what we're seeing is that he has been removed. You could see it. He's item number 16 is clearly removed. So whereas all these other people are arrested, everybody's arrested except the main cheerleader. So I noticed later that Gateway, as usual, they stepped in with really what turns out to be a bombshell report. People, take a look. Thanks to Patty McMurray, she probably read some of these reports, and she's coming out. Take a look, people. Likely Fed operative Ray Epps filmed hurling massive Trump sign at Capitol Police. Likely set up January 6th protesters Ryan Samsel, who rots in prison to this day. So, I want to walk people through some interesting items. Everyone should be wondering, who is this Ray Epps? And I found out tonight from this research, it's even more shocking than I thought. But this goes back to what we have been talking about before. The Revolver News talked about this, blew this wide open. You got to give the credit to the Revolver News. And we talked about this months ago, of the role of the Oath Keepers, ladies and gentlemen. That is where, and don't forget, people, when we're talking about the Oath Keepers, we're talking about an organization that was a major backbone of the alternative media for years, during the Obama years. And what I like about this is that we are now unraveling the role of the Oath Keepers throughout all of this, all these years. They had me fooled with Stuart Rhodes. And we know that most of the people that are members of the Oath Keepers, I guarantee, are good people. I considered joining them a long time ago. Now I'm glad I didn't. And again, people, let's take a look. So this whole thing with the Oath Keepers is a big, big deal. So there are a lot of different videos that are being shown to us. It says, Ray Epps was the president of the Oath Keepers of Arizona. How shocking is that? And we know, there it is, people. Mr. Epps worked alongside Oath Keeper founder Stuart Rhodes. And they give us all these different links, right? Here, let's see if I could do this the right way. Here we see that they're walking side by side, Mr. Epps and Mr. Stuart Rhodes. Let's stop right there. Boom. There goes your guy from the Capitol walking with his buddy Stuart Rhodes. I just want people to see it. This is about evidence, you seeing evidence with your own two eyes. And here we have Epps can be seen standing behind Stuart Rhodes while Taps is being played. So that is this. There it is, people. You could see standing right behind him, right there. So I'm just, the history of these guys is right in front of you, right? And let's keep going, right? Bear with me, because I wanted you guys to see this, right? And then we have, there it is, the Revolver News. This is the news agency that broke all this open. And, all right, they were the first ones that identified Epps. And then we have this. Well, we know about this, right? We already went over this video on the members channel. A lot of you guys already have seen this. The video where he is calling for violence.
I want to stand up for a right. I agree with you. But tonight, you know what? You can bring shame on us. That's not what it's about. This is about the Constitution. We're here to defend the Constitution.
Right, and what did our founding fathers do in 1776 over attacks on tea, which is much less than this bullshit, dude?
Yeah, well.
Just saying. Come on.
We're far beyond that. Far beyond that. Oh, yeah.
See, he needs to take the conversation further, and he's on assignment. He knows it.
You know that. I know. In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go!
I'm not going to...
There it is, people. If you guys have all seen this, I just wanted you to see it again so you can keep the context of what we're saying. And now we have this, right? Why was Epps shouting directions at the Capitol at Trump supporters walking to stop the steel rally on the Ellipse on January 6th? So that is right here. Let's see if we can capture that. Is he shouting directions? Listen.
Wow, it's full all the way to the Washington Monument Hill.
You can hear him screaming. There it is.
It's that direction.
And I'm directing this operation. Fuck, this is the main guy that was leading the operation, people. I am salivating to expose him.
We spread the word.
Yes, we will. Yeah, there it is, people. So as many of you guys know, I've said it many times, I broke up a COINTELPRO operation, I'm pretty sure, here in, well, you know, over there, right, when I used to live in Los Angeles. And I have deep state operatives that have been trying all they can. They have a fake Bernie account on Facebook, and I just love destroying their operation. So we are seeing the slow motion destruction of the Capitol false flag operation. And I'm like jealous of Revolver News that they caught this guy before I did. But this is, believe me, I know their body language. This guy's an operative. This is how they operate. It's right in front of us. Think about it. So there it is, shouting direction. And don't forget, right, the Democrats, they used all of the Ray Epps videos as their main highlight for their second impeachment attempt at Trump. So you could bet this guy despises Trump. All right, so we have that. And what else? We have, did Ray Epps set up Ryan Samsel, who had an extensive criminal record, which, as he whispered in his ear, and then disappears as Samsel breaks through the Capitol. So here it is. He's going to be whispering. We saw the image already, right, actually. But we're going to see that he is whispering in this guy's ear. We looked at this last time, and what I'm going to do, actually, is go right to that part. Take a look, folks, right around here. Let's see if we can get that spot right there. Listen in. Boom. this is the guy. He's targeting him, Mr. Samso, I suppose this is. But you can see, he's whispering in his ear. Again, look at that. Conducting the operation. He's the main guy. Look at that. Boom. This is what you're going to do. Letting him know. Boom. The truth is right in front of you, folks. So we have that. Like this person says, set up Ryan Samso, this Ray Epps, who had an extensive criminal record, watch as he whispered in his ear and then disappears as Samso breaks through. So we're going to see. We talked about, right, Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers has been used. They used the Oath Keepers during the Obama years. Same thing. I've been down this road. Go look at the Bundy Ranch. I think we talked about this on the members channel. Somebody help me out. I think it was on the members channel. We talked about months ago. Go back and research the Bundy Ranch. That whole Bundy Ranch fiasco from years ago. Same thing. Oath Keepers at the center of it all. And there are witnesses. And again, Revolver News blew this wide open. Witnesses all said there's something going wrong with these Oath Keeper leadership. They were trying to create a... And when it's all over, like they did at the Bundy Ranch, Stuart Rose and the key figures walk away scot-free. And the little guys at the Oath Keeper level, they get it. They get killed, murdered, jailed, whatever. Tortured, solitary confinement, whatever. If you're stupid enough... Well, again, the Oath Keepers that are... Our victims, the little people, they don't know what's going on. They don't know that criminals like this are setting them up, these criminal operatives. But we are going from darkness to light. It is my intention to show you what these people are all about. And then here we have where, let's see here. Where Epps, it says here, is on a far right. Okay, let's see here. This it? Let's see where. Okay, this other link, I believe, is Epps reappearing with the protesters as they march towards the Capitol. So I want to blow this guy wide open. Check it out. This is just a couple seconds. Let's see what we can get out of this. Again, I want to blow this Capitol full slack open. Check it out. There he is. Mr. Epps. Leading the charge. Where are you, Mr. Epps? Okay, again, you'll see him at the beginning. Boom, there he is again, leading the charge. Just wanted people to see that. Again, this false flag is right in front of you, folks. The main guy, he shows up everywhere. And this is the best one, folks. Pay attention. This is Ray Epps. Right here, like I said, Ray Epps helps protesters lift massive Trump sign over the heads of Capitol Police. I'm going to show everybody where Ray Epps is. Once the sign covers the heads of the police officers and agitators encourage them to rush police, what does he do? He walks away. Boom. Check it out, people. This is typical federal operation. So they're going to carry this big sign right here. There it is, people. Stop. You see, folks, I discovered a couple of hand signals being given by Mr. Epps that no one picked up on. So let's go to that. Take a look at this arm right here, people. Take a look. He's going to be signaling right there. So what is that? Mr. Epps signaling a one. is he signaling to someone? You decide. Right, again, people on the far right, this Mr. Epps' arm. So let's keep going. See, he signals one. And then they're pushing the sign. At this point, he disappears. You decide. And by the time it gets to this point, Mr. Epps has gone goodbye. He did his job. But when it was still happening, Mr. Epps was more than happy to be a part of the action. There he is again, people. He's all the way on the right. Boom, right there. Mr. Epps, what are you doing, sir? You know? There he is, excuse me. The guy right here. Given hand signals. There he is, right there, Mr. Epps. Right there. Say hello to Mr. Epps. Again, folks, there he is. I'm going backwards with it and forwards. So you can see Mr. Epps, who was eagerly telling everyone the night before, we're going to the Capitol. I hope that didn't freeze on everyone. All right. Does that make sense? There he is, people. Same guy. In case it did freeze, there it is. I just want to show it to everyone again. Mr. Epps right there. Involved. There he is. Keep an eye on him. All right, it's freezing again. All right. Be aware of that. Mr. Epps giving hand signals to the enemy. All right, think about it. And with that said, let's wrap. With that said, let's wrap on a couple topics just to wrap up tonight, right? What do people think? Someone says the guy was all over the place. Exactly. Master Builder is saying. So if you guys can see, he was signaling something with his finger to somebody, and then he's helping with the thing, and then he walks away, and everybody else, boom. So Mr. Epps is a big part of the operation. Again, people, we're all in this together, and, you know, let's all jump in. Check out the video for yourself. See if you discover something that he's doing. Seven Quinn says Bernie testifying in court. Well, I wasn't there, but what we have, this, a lot of people that follow this channel, they're all testifying. What? Everyone is showing up from Truth in Our TV. Right? There it is, people. And then to wrap tonight, we have a couple pieces of news. And, you know, we'll wrap up tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow, all right? Third. What? Diopen. Somebody says, good eye probably is a hand signal, not to mention all the shots of him talking seemed fake setup. So someone else thinks that the hand signal that he was giving was relevant. I mean, it's clear that he's doing, like, you know, obviously he's on the radio with people and, yeah, did it out. Yeah, you know, 1 minute, we're, you know, one minute away from handing you this. Who knows? Whatever. All right. Estelle VW says you can show your vid in court. Yeah, there it is. Meanwhile, let's wrap up, right? Big deal. Boom. WikiLeaks founder faces extradition to U.S. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, as we read this headline, this is one of the things that Trump didn't do. There's a long list of things Trump just didn't do. Long list, people. Trump did not bail out Julian Assange, which tells me something else is going on. Think about it. All right. And now, there it is. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces extradition to the U.S. in an upcoming trial. And this partner of his, Stella Morris, she had a press conference on Monday, right, in London. She began by remarking on the abhorrent condition she found him in a Belmarsh prison, where he has been incarcerated for the past 2.5 years. I was quite taken back, she is saying, right, by how this he was. Maybe she meant thin, right? How thin he was. He was wearing a t-shirt, so I hadn't seen his arms for a long time, so I could see how thin he got. There it is. They're starving him to death, people. And she's expressing her fear of what could happen to Assange should he be moved to the United States. She likened his possible fate to that of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But I like what she says here. It is now what? Known that the CIA was plotting to murder Julian and kidnap him. Is anyone surprised? There it is, people. I believe you. Of course, people. The clowns in America would want to assassinate Assange. So she's letting us know. This is a real battle, folks. No one should be surprised. And I'm even going to go as far as saying that they failed because of the White Hats. There it is. She's saying the CIA plotting of murdering Julian Assange and kidnap him and carry out completely illegal acts just like the Saudi government did to Jamal Khashoggi. So that's big breakthrough news that this spokeswoman, this partner of his, is coming out saying the clowns in America was planning to do the same against Assange. So why did they fail? Tell us, why did they fail? And the only way they could have failed is because of the White Hats. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes and what Trump told the Queen and all that. So I'm just throwing this out. And there it is. It is the CIA who can dictate and demand that a president of the United States is put into isolation by whatever they deem as national security grounds. So they're treating him like he's a terrorist somehow. So anyway, folks, let's keep an eye on this. What is going to happen with Assange? How will this morph into a sting operation? That is what we should be thinking. Because if Trump thought that Assange was in trouble, Trump would have said, you know what? Let's do this right now. And we were told, right, in the Q drops that Assange would be in good hands, I think. I'd have to double check that. See, I'm forgetting the drop now. But anyway, to wrap up tonight, kaboom! Durham to call James Baker to testify in case of former Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. Boom! What? The same James Baker that we were told already in the drops is cooperating and was cooperating at that time? We know about James, James Baker. So it's all unfolding. The guys, the people that we were told flipped and were cooperating are now rolling onto the stage. Boom. Think about it. There it is. Hashtag Durham. Nothing can stop what is coming. We'll get we'll keep an eye on this story. And there it is, people. The last thing I want to cover, you guys already know this. Kaboom, Trump new social network will stand up to cancel culture and self-righteous cults. I'm bringing this up for a reason. You guys already know that Trump has Truth Social and this TMTG, right? Whatever that, this Truth Media and Technology Group. And I'm only throwing it out. Take a look. Why am I bringing this up tonight? Because Trump, they're sounding like this is this TMTG, this is like a big organization, this Trump Media and Technology Group. And tonight, I just want to let you know, wherever you are, that this is not just about some little website. I don't think so. This is Trump, the builder. Coincidence? let me put it this way, people. Think of this as a construction site being put in place for what will be a gigantic network of media organizations. What did I say about the fake news? What have I been saying? Trump could come back tomorrow with the media still being in place, folks. It's laughable. You can't destroy the fake news media until you build the new media. So we have the new republic, and now Trump is rolling out the new media. And under this conglomerate, this Trump, what did we just say? Media and technology group, keyword group. I predict there will be, who knows, 5, 10, 20, who knows how many media channels are going to be under this. Is Trump going to declare Truth and Art TV to be a real, bona fide, licensed media channel for the new republic and all the digital soldiers? Are we going to be like deputized as real media? Think about that tonight. I think he's going to take all the real media and say, you know what? You're part of this conglomerate, this technology group, and we're going to set up the media. And then, boom, right as we just read the story about Assange. Let that sink in. Because when we're talking about Assange, we're talking about what? The media, the emails that implicate all of the media, right? Colluding with Hillary. We know the list is very long of all the people in the media that are involved. Think about it. And, you know, and then we have this multi-million billion dollar lawsuit against YouTube that channels like mine, we're all waiting, you know, the attorneys have come. We have all that going on. So there's a media tsunami coming, a media paradigm shift. I think this may very well represent the media paradigm shift. Thank you, everybody. It's been a long evening. I wanted to cover as much news as possible. We'll talk some more. Don't forget to stay in touch with me on truthandarttv.com. And don't forget all the ways you can support the channel. We are the media. We are the news. Deplorable Thora on the Foxhole says, quote, you are the news now. Q Plus is launching. Think of it that way, people. Q Plus is launching a media group. This group. I like what I'm hearing. And his back channel, his crew, told us that we are now the news. And now the people that said that, they are now building this media group. I like where this is going. God bless you all. That wraps it up for me tonight. Right? Let's see. What are people saying? Right? Man, we got a lot of comments. All right, a lot of people are saying a lot of things. Juan Carlos, what's up? Says good night, deplorables and dishwashers. All right. Everybody's saying goodbye. All right. Well, I guess we'll say goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. I trust in you. Says thank you, Bernie. God bless you. Send you peace. All right. And God bless you, everyone on Rumble. Think about what we're saying tonight. I think this is a good catch-up show, right? A little longer to catch up on all these things that are happening. All right, God bless you all. I'll be back tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Laugh out loud, Stevie Bananas. All right. Redeem 1959. Thank you. You found Bernie. All right. All right. God bless you.